Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide Sunday, the 25th day of March, 2018. Owen Schroyer's here with me. We're ready to kick some globalist butt. He was downtown in Austin facing the cult-like marchers chanting, "We have the power. We will ban your guns." It's on video. It's all coming up. Hey, here's the news. They're trying to act all powerful and saying we're shaking in our boots. No. The worldwide, the libertarians, the pro-humans, the populists are awakening to the globalists, and they may have a bunch of Department of Education brainwashed people out there marching, paid for by Soros, but the sleeping giant is awake. Here's John Bowne reporting first.
What separates mainstream media from blatant propaganda?
800 marches are planned for Saturday, from Bismarck to Salt Lake City, Memphis to Springfield, Virginia, and everywhere in between. Children now taking on a very adult topic, politics, and hoping they can teach the grown-ups a lesson.
The lopsided coverage of the March for Life was anything but objective. But don't take my word for it. Here's gun grabber in chief, Senator Dianne Feinstein from California, with more.
Let's bring in a prominent member of the United States Senate, Dianne Feinstein of California. She's in San Francisco right now. Dianne, thank you for joining us.
Who has her own concealed carry?
What's it like out there today? It's wild here in Washington.
Well, it's the first day of spring. People are here.
And we have a Democrat database. George Soros pays for the buses.
People to know is that we have introduced an assault weapons ban. My office wrote it, but we have 30 co-sponsors. It's in the judiciary.
They go, people hate us. Well, let's fund a couple million kids, force out of school to come do this. Pay for their hotels, everything, and they'll make us look young.
We don't have a single Republican. And you've got to get the military weapon off of the streets and out of the schools and out of circulation. I deeply
believe that. Out of the victim disarmament zones?
Even the presentation during the March for Life rally in Washington, D.C., subjected the participants with Know Thy Enemy-style expositions.
They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. If you try to take our firearms, doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them.
They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again.
What matters is who the enemy is. They're the no-gun people, period.
Listen up. You might have met our fresh-faced flower child president. It's, we need Ivy League friends.
You Obama, you might want to sit there on easy, punk.
Only truly free people who have ever walked this earth have been armed people.
From my cold, dead hands.
Let's hit pause. This is too powerful. I'm going to play this coming up. They're jumping the shark here. They force bus a bunch of these brain dead, you know, Democratic Party children, and then they show them us saying we'll never turn it in. And they got Hogg up there with an armband and the rest of them going, we're going to take you on. You're going to lose. They're trying to launch like a Maoist army. This is going to completely blow up in their face, Owen. I don't think Soros and all the doddering Hollywood people get that yet. I'm just looking at this and my gut tells me this ain't going to fly. This dog ain't going
to
hunt.
They do seem to be losing their sense of reality as far as what the average individual is thinking. But Alex, if 25% of these young students that they're trying to brainwash right now, if just 25% of them are like me, and when they reach the age of about 23, they fight the brainwashing, they recognize the brainwashing by researching history.
And they realize more kids die every week in pools that die all year from mass shooting.
Yeah.
Over 50 kids die a week drowning. It's only 50-something in mass shootings. That's still terrible. I mean, this is like one of the rarest things.
But it's game over for them. It's game over for them because a lot of these children, a lot of this youth is going to wake up and they're going to change their political views. That's just what you expect. The average person changes their political views.
I was just at Six Flags. I was just at Six Flags yesterday and today with my daughters and five of their friends. I had Hispanic, black, old, young. I got mobbed at the hotel, mobbed at Six Flags. I shot video of it. We're going to have some tomorrow. No one disagreed. It was incredible. They were like, we've broken the conditioning. We understand. We know it's really rare to get shot. We know they want our guns. We know they're globalists. We know it's Soros. And it was just like, high five. Yeah, we're winning.
Alex, the people love you, Alex. You need to go out more.
No, they love you. And the thing is, they love freedom. They love freedom. And that's why they're announcing on MSNBC, surrender, we've won.
from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Owen Schroyer. I'm not going to host the second hour. I've got a bunch of girls that are visiting with my daughters. I've got to deliver home by 6 or 7 o'clock. But you're going to be hosting the first hour here. I just went down to Six Flags, down to San Antonio, Fiesta, Texas, got mobbed by Americans of every race, color, and creed, who are all the human race, that are awake, and all of them were like, Alex, we're not turning our guns in, we know it's Soros, we know it's the globalists, we understand it's a takeover, we understand Trump's trying to turn the economy back on, it was amazing. But Owen, the bizarre article, well, it's bizarre images put out by Hogg on Infowars.com, where Hogg now wears a purple armband, like the Nazis, and he's there saying old people are effing bad. We're gonna get them, and then YouTube bans the video for bullying when it's David Hogg saying all this. He's this huge public figure, force fed on every TV in the U.S. at these Soros funded marches. But then if we talk about the four students out of 3,000. That are anti-gun at that school, the others get banned from CNN, banned from MSNBC. They say they've been banned. CNN's been caught having fake town halls. If we point out that Soros and the Democrats are funding this, which they admit they're doing, they lie and say that we're saying no shooting happened or they're crisis actors, and literally thousands of articles a week saying ban InfoWars. This is an attack on the First Amendment as well. This is their biggest assault. I wrote some headlines for the live feeds on the internet today. Facebook's headline, biggest offensive in history, launched against the First and Second Amendment, live coverage of Soros' anti-gun march. He is admittedly the women's march is the group funding it. He funds 92%, according to Federal Election Commission numbers of that. So 90-plus percent of this is funded by him. Periscope, Democrats openly chant. It's I must have typoed there. Democrats openly change. It's chant. We have the power. We will get the guns at rallies nationwide. Democrats openly chant, we have the power. We will ban the guns. We will ban the guns at rallies nationwide. And tonight, Stormy's 60 Minutes set for Trump sex. Democrats announce revolution against the Second Amendment. This is how massive the point in history we are right now.
No, it's crazy that you have mainstream news, what was once a very highly respected program, 60 Minutes, now bringing on porn stars that are basically just promoting themselves, CNN doing the same thing, when nobody really cares about that. I mean, if you want to upset Trump's base, if they were smart, they'd be attacking the latest budget, but they're not even smart. And, you know, back to David Hogg, you know, I don't know what his motivation is, Alex. I don't know if
that's the high school senior calls me a piece of crap and all these names. And YouTube bans any videos that criticize him, including videos of him flipping out, saying old people are pieces of crap.
But that's a typical view when you kind of reach that age. I mean, when you reach a certain age, you start to resent older people, you start to resent authority, you start to resent the establishment, and you kind of form your own way of rebelling. And David Hogg, I don't know if that's his motivation, if he's really organic, or if he's being, you know, spoon-fed these lines by the Democrat Party or his FBI father or CNN mother or whatever. But the average high school that feels that way changes their mind by the time they're 22. And so they think that they can get these people to have a concrete view against guns, a concrete view against America, but it's going to change, Alex. They're going to experience things. They're going
to studies show most Generation Z are libertarian or conservative now because almost all their teachers, almost all their professors are beating them over the head with globalist ideology.
So that's the next wave. So the wave of David Hogg is like their final wave of the establishment was the NRA. The establishment was the conservatives.
And so no, the establishment's Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, George Soros, the globalists that have taken the guns. Here's the big news. Everywhere they follow this, let's be reasonable. And then they ban everything. And then you have authoritarianism. They want the guns. There's only a few countries that have the guns.
Well, and if you look at the guns, that the countries that have the strictest gun laws like Mexico, Brazil, there's obviously high level of crime, especially violent crime with guns. But they don't want to talk about that. I think they have to throw the whole kitchen sink against the wall right now. And we were upset, you know, because we're sick of the Republicans. I mean, the Democrats and the Republicans, it's the same thing. I mean, that got proven again with this budget. It got proven again when the Republicans let.
And they go, a budget's not an omnibus. Yes, it's one of the 12 spending bills of the year that combines two of the monthly spending bills together. It's part of the funding of the country. People want to play semantical games. The point is we're not happy Trump did this. He isn't a dictator. He doesn't control Congress. The issue is the Democrats frothing, funded by foreign money, hell-bent to destroy this American revolution to make this country great again.
If David Hogg is truly an intellectual, if David Hogg is truly somebody that can read and discern things, by the time he's 25 years old, he'll completely change all of his stances.
But it won't matter now. If you look at his extreme power trip and how he calls me a piece of SH, you know what? He calls me all these things, and then I just respond nicely. He challenges me to a debate. He backs out. He's scared. The media then says Jones harasses him, asking for a debate when it's Hogg's own tweets and his own statements. So this is a protected person from the beginning who is allowed, because he's anti-America, anti-gun, to go out and say whatever he wants. And as a public figure now, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter ban you if you criticize someone speaking in front of 300,000 people shipped in by George Soros, with all the Hollywood losers brought in that nobody listens to, nobody cares. No older person, no middle-aged person, no even millennial I know likes Hollywood. It's the most uncool thing. So they just bring in a bunch of people on buses, paid to be there as a prop for a bunch of old Hollywood people and people like George Soros and Hillary Clinton to try to look cool and look young. And then coming up, we've got all the footage shot by Jack Posobiec of hundreds of buses coming in. But that's all admitted. The Democrats are funding this. But just a month ago, the Democrats admitted they were funding it. But if I covered it, they would ban us and kick us off YouTube. Again, they don't want you to know this is synthetic.
Well, and then we're going to have highlights from the march in Austin as well and the craziness that was down there. But you know what? Here's what David Hogg has actually done. And this is kind of a signal out to our audience that is millions and millions of people.
Think of the money. Where does it come from? I couldn't pay for five of those.
It's ridiculous.
Soros spent $287 million on the Women's March the day after the inauguration. They wouldn't let us get in to see Trump. We didn't block them. $280-plus million on one march in D.C.
And then I have them on tape admitting that the organizers of these marches tell the protesters not to talk to InfoWars. We have it on tape. We'll play the tape later. But all you need right now,
because none of them have any ideas. They just go, I'm paid $100 to be here.
There's a void right now, Alex, and David Hogg can easily be defeated. All we need is to find a high school student that's a conservative that's actually good looking and big.
I was in a car with six girls today, a couple of my daughters, others not, who were all way more well-spoken than Hogg. They were saying everything about guns don't kill, people don't kill people, blah, blah, blah. It was all this. I mean, they were laying it all out about statistically guns hardly kill anybody and you know, how it's criminal, insane people that kill people, not guns, and all the facts, laying it all out, how their school force feeds them this, but then their parents won't let them go on air.
But it's simple. A conservative that's all, you want to defeat a chicken neck Nelly? You just present somebody that's an alpha male. That's all you do. What do you think the youth is going to do? Pick some chicken neck, no chin, screwball, or pick some guy who's the captain of the football team, muscly, hangs out with the kids.
And the problem is
popular at school.
The problem is no one who's a libertarian or conservative or pro-free market that made this country so great speaks out.
Exactly.
They just sit there and watch Hollywood and all this garbage.
That's the void that could be filled. I'm telling you, if one quarterback, one captain of the football squad that was beloved by the whole school, beloved by the whole community, hard worker, straight A's, all the stuff, came forward, started a YouTube channel, went viral, it'd be game over.
They kicked the kids out of class or out of school that try to have a pro-life or pro-gun march. This is authoritarianism. This is peer pressure. This is criminal.
Yeah, and that now we have the tapes of that, and you've also got teachers getting put on leave, suspended if they don't want to go along with the brainwash. But doesn't it just show you everything that you've said, Alex? Higher education, public schools are not education anymore.
It's what happens is you pay to send your children to get a worthless education and be indoctrinated by the losers that the system picked and got because they'll follow orders and pump a script into your children's brains that destroys their minds. And that's what this is, because again, less than 50 kids a year die in mass shootings, that much die every month in pool accidents. Nobody's saying, keep us safe, not one more death in pools, ban pools. But that's this nanny, well, it is true, a lot of the hotels now have 2-foot deep pools, so nobody drowns. This nanny state is about domestication and total control. But America's awake, it's not going to work. Bunch of clips coming up.
Defending the Republic. public from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And Owen Schroyer here riding the shotgun with me.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
That's right. Owen Schroyer here riding the shotgun with me. So we're seeing synthetic politics. We're seeing foreign multinational money, George Soros money, it's on record. The women's marches, what's funding the school walkouts, what's funding all this. They went beta tested. They had a stand down in Florida. The sheriff's department stood down. A mentally ill person wasn't supposed to have guns, was allowed to have guns, just like the Texas shooting last year. It rolls forward. Then all gun owners are to blame. Then out of 3,000 students, many of them pro-gun, they picked David Hogg and a few others who were in the acting department, whose parents are Democrats, FBI, anti-gun. We're not saying it didn't happen. Not saying they're fake. We're saying it's scripted and funded by the Democrats, this whole demonization of the Second Amendment. And then he comes out and he says, the power structure is shaking right now. And he even wears an armband now in these weird photo montages we've got on Infowars.com. It is completely fascistic. Again, Hollywood, desperate to maintain control of America, now pushing these whole narratives that gun owners are to blame and that we have to all be dealt with. And he says, we call BS. He wears this arrogant pin. Well, I call BS with 50 people dying a year in mass shootings, thousands and thousands in backyard pools. One of the rarest forms of death is a mass shooting. I call BS on Mexico banning all the guns, having one of the highest crime rates in the world, or Brazil, the highest crime rate in the world, now trying to pass the Second Amendment. I call BS, Owen Schroyer, but here is the cringeworthy. David Hogg, the man that out of 2,000-plus other students, you don't hear from them. We have articles on InfoWars where they've been banned from the news. But you hear from him, and you're not supposed to criticize him. You're supposed to have him point his finger and others at Dana Loesch and others and say, you're a murderer. You're a criminal. You need to be shut down. And free speech needs to be shut down. And then in D.C., you need to turn in your guns because it's your fault what somebody else did. Now, there's the article, Liberal Media Censors Pro Second Amendment Teen. That's up on Infowars.com right now from Newsbusters. But let's go to this cringeworthy David Hogg.
You can hear the people in power shaking. They've gotten used to being protective of their position, chewing safety, the safety of inaction. Inaction is no longer safe. And to that we say, no more.
You see those giant hordes of welfare queens and EBT card controllers and socialist professors and everybody else, and you look at them, they all look victimized, they all look mentally ill. There's something wrong with them. They all look really scared. They're freaked out. They hope some big government takes care of them. Every time they get control, Venezuela, Cuba, North Korea, communist China, they're the fools that open the door to all of this. And once they get our guns, in every case, they then organize like lemmings, oceans of these people to take over the farms, the factories, the businesses, because they see us, the productive, the hardworking, as the food. And the big mega rich up above it, the Bezoses, the George Soroses, the Apple owners, they're all tax exempt and have hundreds of billions of dollars apiece. They always know how to organize the giant unwashed mass, pressure from above and below, to annihilate the middle class. There's not many middle classes left. They got rid of them in Argentina and Venezuela. They got rid of them in Russia. And now they are coming with the big corporate dying media, trying to organize children after sabotaging their minds and using the death of 15 students to project it onto everybody else and say, they're your enemy. Go out and get them. Get their guns. But the National Guard with guns was protecting that event, Owen.
Well, and let's be very clear, just to expand on what you're saying and to give it a little background. If you don't think for one second that the Democrat Party, which is the Republican Party, but specifically the Democrat Party, wouldn't gladly let people die for their political agenda, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to do a little research and find out you're wrong.
They funded the Arab Spring. They killed millions of people.
Party of the KKK funded the Arab Spring. Hillary brags about what happened in Libya. Now there's people enslaved. How about the Project Veritas video that exposes Aaron Black, funded by the DNC, to go to Chicago and start a riot where people could have died?
How about Heather Heyer that dies at the march that the Democrats planned in Charlottesville? So if you don't think for 1 second the Democrats would gladly let people die to get their political agenda out.
The police stood down and then were ordered to corral all of the alt-right people into that to have an explosion.
And why were they out there to begin with? Who put them out there marching? Who told them they had to march? The Democrats, the Soros-funded groups.
And now those very funded groups are suing us for exposing what happened in Charlottesville and then lying about what we said. We said the people there, the Democrats, killed the woman. No, we said they funded the chaos. The Democratic Party, Soros, funded Antifa. We even have the documents, so we'll see how that goes in court. But here's the thing. Let's go back to Hogg. In fact, back that up. I'm going to play it one more time from the beginning. Here's Hogg reading off his piece of paper, and he's telling you the power structure shaking in its boots. Yeah, from the American people, from us, and the Second Amendment, not from them. That's what needs to be understood. Here it is.
You can hear the people in power shaking. They've gotten used to being protective of their position. The safety of inaction.
This is a Nazi march right here.
Inaction is no longer safe.
That's what they want, the guns. You think he's on a public figure? Well, you can't talk about him, though.
More. 96 people.
Reading off a script.
96 people die every day from guns in our country.
Hey, pause again.
Most of those are suicide.
Hold on. I want to play this from the start. I want to back it up to the beginning, please. I want to back up to the beginning because I want you to hear about all that again. Yes, that's right. More than half of the gun deaths in this country are suicide. You're dying of bone cancer, brain cancer, can't pay for it, whatever. You get out of your misery. They're all for assisted suicide, right? Then almost all the rest of it's gang-related. Less than 50 kids a year. It's like 46 a year. 46 a year, look at the federal numbers, die in mass shootings. That's too many. But they create this whole illusion. Let's go back to Hogg. Here it is.
You can hear the people in power shaking. They've gotten used to being protective of their position, chewing safety, the safety of inaction. Inaction is no longer safe. And to that we say, no more.
You talk about zombies. Look at that crowd. They like it waddles.
96 people die every day from guns in our country, yet most representatives have no public stance on guns. And to that we say, no more.
Pause.
We are going.
Perfect psychology, though. Every time there's a shooting, which is going to happen, like there's a stabbing, a baseball batting, a running over, a poisoning, a strangling. It's part of human nature. They go, no more. Every time someone gets shot, it's gun owner's fault. Every time someone uses a gun wrong, it's your fault. It's your fault, Owen. And then they have this moral high ground where they sit there and act like because we're a free country and some bad people use guns wrongly, that it's all of our faults. And then each time it happens, they go, see, never again can something bad happen. It's your fault. It is just incredible.
And of course, there's no logic. There's no reasoning. They don't look at the actual history. They don't look at the actual statistics. It's all about virtue signaling based on Democrat, Nazi style propaganda.
We're going to break in 19 seconds. The point is, who's funding this? George Soros on record. Who's funding this? The globalist. Who's funding this multinational foreign powers that want total control? We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, folks, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. for 4 hours with the Alex Jones Show. Owen will be there with the War Room. That's, of course, 3 to 6, and David Knight in the mornings. We're doing 10 hours a day live now. But going back to Owen here, Owen, I want to get to some more of these clips. We're not hysterical. We're just upset because we knew the big assault was coming on the Second Amendment. And this is the biggest we've ever seen. Here's some of the headlines I put out earlier on live internet feeds of the show. biggest offensive in history launched against the First and Second Amendment, live coverage of Soros' anti-gun march. This is a Nazi collaborator, foreign globalist funding this on record, and the media tries to ban you, and CNN argues to have InfoWars banned off YouTube for saying Hogg is a Democratic Party mouthpiece when he is. On Twitter, Democrats openly chant, "We have the power, we will ban the guns," at rallies nationwide. You got that footage in Austin. You've got highlights coming up next hour. YouTube, tonight, Stormy, 60 Minutes set for Trump sex. Democrats announce revolution against the Second Amendment. This is it, folks. They mean real authoritarianism in this country. They're pushing on every front. And people can bitch and gripe about free market and the rest of it all day long. But that's what made America great compared to these other nations. But since we mentioned it, let's go to this next clip. This is MSNBC's Matthews. People should expect basic restrictions on gun rights, like you can't buy guns till you're 18, like felons can't get them, like there's background checks, like this guy had been arrested and adjudicated as mentally ill and shouldn't have owned guns, just like the Texas shooter was in a mental institution, dishonorably discharged, but the FBI and the military didn't file it. They're always protected. The police always stand down magically. And there's all these other school shootings where the guy pulls a gun and the cop shoots him in 5 seconds.
But then no media coverage.
No, I mean, every week some loon, always on Prozac, goes in, goes, and the cop shoots him in seconds. But then no coverage. Exactly. Go ahead.
Well, that's because it doesn't fit their agenda. And so then you have all of these marchers go out on the streets and they think they're marching because, oh, the only school shooting that ever happened was the Florida shooting where 17 people died. And it was because this one nut was able to get an AR because of the NRA and the Second Amendment. And it's like, well, no, that's one example. You didn't even cover the story in Maryland where the school shooter didn't even get to kill anyone. The mass shooting was stopped by the officer on the scene with the gun.
Because he didn't stand down. And then notice Hogg and them go, it's fine, the sheriff and the deputy stood down. They're good. You're scary. You don't. Again, you advertise schools as victim disarmament zones. You advertise this is where you go. It's always some person on psychotropics and government care that gets protected. They go in, the police stand down. It's always the same story.
Well, and they really think it's our fault. I mean, that's the brainwashing. Like Eric Holder said, we have to brainwash people into thinking differently. So the Democrats admit that this is their brainwashing propaganda. I mean, you're falling for propaganda. Look at what
Eric Holder said. The former attorney general says, we are brainwashing you. No kidding. Every show I see on Netflix is globalist propaganda. I can't even watch it anymore.
Yeah, it does suck that the liberals have tried to take over every element of our culture.
Because they're not liberals. They are mentally ill control freaks.
Yes, yes.
And then they're cowardly beta followers.
Well, and then they asked me, Alex, they're like, oh, because we're the bad guys. You know, I've got an NRA hat on, so I'm the worst man on earth. And say, oh, how do you sleep at night? How do you sleep? Well, actually, you know what? I actually don't get much sleep because I'm trying to fight the globalist propaganda, trying to bring this country down.
Every African country has gun bans on the citizens, and they all have higher crime rates than us. Mexico, Brazil, the highest in the world, total gun bans. We have the facts. They don't care. That's why they're trying to get our youth. We put them in the public schools. We put them in the colleges. We pay for it all. And then all the losers that basically matriculate into that, they sit there and believe if they can get... Look, the average leftist knows. That's why the Antifa says they're going to use guns. The left says they're going to kill us. Hashtag hunt Republicans. They just want a revolution to steal all our wealth. But they can't steal that we're hardworking and smart. You'll always be sacks of crap. You'll always be losers. Don't you get it, you pieces of filth? Go to Cuba. Go to Venezuela. Go to North Korea. Stop trying to suck off those of us that are smart. We're sorry you're trash. We're sorry you're dumb. We're sorry you're stupid. But dominating us in giant hordes of zombies will never make you a man. It'll never make you a real boy.
And that's where the social media aspect comes in. Where you have these people that don't feel accomplished, they don't feel like they have anything that they can stand on. They, you know, whatever it is going on in their personal lives, they don't have anything that
they just want to conquer the family and swimming pools and factories and fields and farmers and jobs and red-blooded behavior.
But
the left, the left walks around. They're all mentally ill, twisted people, and they just freak out on anything good. But you watch them, they're like gibbering crazy people.
They think that they're cool because they go to a march and then they have the hashtag on social media, right? They don't have accomplishments. They don't have anything that they've actually done.
And they block all our hashtags on Facebook, Google, all of it. Twitter, it's only for them, but it's all fake dopamine, in the words of Sean Parker and others. It's all fake. None of it's real.
So it's, oh, look at me. I was at the March for Our Lives. Hashtag March for Our Lives. Hashtag get a bunch of retweets. Hashtag some, you know, a certified liberal gets to retweet them. And then, oh my God. And then that's their thing. Like, that's their accomplishment, Alex. Like, oh my gosh. I was at the march. I made a tweet.
Let's play the next clip. This is their main assault. Here is Chris Matthews with no ratings, no viewers, total failure, telling you there's going to be some basic control. Oh, there already is massive control. And that's what they're pissed about is they can't get our first, they can't get our second, but now they're trying to ban pro-Second Amendment speech. Chris Matthews, people should expect basic restrictions on gun rights. It's on Infowars.com right now. Here's the video.
When in your lifetime, in our lifetime, did the Second Amendment start getting quoted, start taking on a kind of different meaning than when we were kids?
It began with the fear that guns would be registered like cars.
They're coming for your gun.
And then they'll come and get them. Once they have the list, they'll come and get it. It's always been it's a fairly legitimate American concern about the rise of too much government. I mean, it goes back to the British colonization of this country. And people don't like big government. They don't like people told what to do. They want to be able to get on their motorcycle without a helmet. They want to be able to smoke.
Yeah.
They want to be able to have big drinks of soda.
Yeah.
They don't want to be penalized for what somebody else does, especially when it's a super rare crime. And the places that ban the guns, like Chicago, New York, D.C., have the highest crime rates. But he's trying to sound reasonable now. But we've got Pelosi, Feinstein, Moore, all saying we want a total abolition where you have no guns. They want hunting banned, too. Here it is.
Smoke.
Yeah.
They want to be able to have big drinks and soda.
Yeah.
They like freedom. And the question is,
Bloomberg wants the big sodas banned. Let's continue.
Against someone else's basic safety. And that's what the government near here, a few blocks away, has to decide. Where does one person's right trespass on someone else's more basic right, which is life?
And government is in
Except
our lives. You can't get in your car without getting yelled at to put your seatbelt on.
Oh, that's enough. Yeah, exactly. They haven't found a baby they didn't want to kill. They're pushing worldwide Islamic takeover, open borders, globalism, you know, hundreds of thousands of graves in Mexico. They don't care about that. It's all just a few deaths. They zoom in on, they humanize, they project on Americans and say, you're bad, Owen, you've got armed guards. But then Chris Matthews, Pelosi, all these people, just like Piers Morgan got caught with armed guards at his house. So they've got armed guards, they've got guns, but you can't have them.
I just can't even believe this. I can't believe that the very party that promotes abortion, funds abortion, loves abortion, marches for abortion, is going to come out here and have a, quote, march for our lives with little graphics of children using the children as political pawns. You don't give a damn about children. You gladly abort a million babies a year, and then you're going to virtue signal to me about children's lives, and somehow I'm the bad guy.
No, it's an elite that wants to neuter America. That's what it's all about. When we come back, Jack Posobiec shot video. It's got millions of views of hundreds of buses. It's like an hour-long video. We're going to play a minute of it. Just the first shot, you see like 30 buses down this road. It goes on and on. He just walks. It's bus after bus after bus. It just goes on for an hour. Just buses and buses and buses and buses and buses. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars to ship these people in. And they admit it's the Democrats. It's a Nazi collaborator named George Soros. Let's just slow down right here, because Owen, you're going to be taking over. I'm going to do part of the next hour with you. You're about to be taking over here. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now. People don't even know about behind the scenes, but there's massive bullying taking place against gun owners, against our free speech, against the Republic. This is a foreign outside power coming in, taking over the country. And when you realize that Soros and all these groups are foreign powers on record, and the Council on Foreign Relations put out a report that we linked to on Infowars.com admitting Trump is killing globalism. Trump is killing the New World Order. And you understand why they hate him so much. Doesn't mean he's perfect. He doesn't control Congress. And then you have the head of the Hungarian parliament warns of anti-human global government. Technocrats are stripping away religions, national, and sexual identities, he said, for total control. That's the game plan. Anyone that buys into other garbage is being programmed. There are mega banks that control the fiat currency that want disarmed populations. It doesn't mean there aren't some problems with guns or cars or knives or drugs. It's free will. When they say never again, never one more kid shot, well, you're advertising schools as gun-free zones where you go kill people, and you wonder why another person on the record who should have their guns taken didn't have them taken. And then you look at, in one highway, hundreds of buses to bus in the Democratic Party's database with unlimited globalist money to tell us that we're at fault and we've got to turn our guns in, Owen. This is just crazy. And the same groups won our free speech con. Newspapers everywhere every day say, Jones doesn't deserve to be on air. He should be banned from speech. I mean, anyone should look at that and go, that's insane. What is it this guy's saying that's so dangerous? Then the new thing is they misrepresent what we say. Well, Jones says he hates Jews and black people. Never play a clip. Not true. Jones says no. There's Martian bases. There's no clip.
Alex Jones says gay frogs. And then you show the scientific studies. Okay.
Well, that's another thing. They'll take things we said out of context. So we're under attack. You're under attack. This is historical. We're winning in many ways because your instincts are strong. But this is a big deal.
Well, and we were talking about this during the break. Here's what they don't understand. There's no logic. It'd be like, to make the Star Wars analogy, when Anakin Skywalker goes and kills all the young Jedis, and so then Emperor Palpatine says, everybody has to turn in their lightsabers. No one is allowed to have a lightsaber. Okay, well, that's essentially what the Democrats are saying. So let's say that all the Jedi...
Darth Vader and Emperor Palpatine need weapons. He could trust him.
Yes, exactly. Trust him. He'll take care of you. Trust the Imperials.
Mao Zedong. Trust Hitler.
Take those weapons.
The quote will be, Jones says trust Hitler. It's sarcastic. Don't trust Hitler.
They'll take those nasty lightsabers from the Jedis that are killing people. Just look what Anakin Skywalker did. Oh, and then you find out that gives Darth Vader unlimited power, unlimited means, unlimited resources. So
because there's nobody in the warrior class to oppose him.
And that's what they don't understand about the Second Amendment. That's what they don't understand about American history because they're not taught it.
Because American history is about empowering the warrior, empowering the family, empowering the individual where the average commoner had a chance. You had to be noble to even be a knight in the old days. No, every man is a knight now. Every woman is a knight. Everybody's able to defend themselves.
You know who's not a slave? A man with a gun. A woman with a gun is not a slave.
But again, less than 50 kids, they have the federal numbers, die from shootings. It's still terrible. Thousands from car wrecks, thousands from pools, thousands from boat wrecks, thousands from, they take it, they humanize it, and then they say, you did it. I am fundamentally angry, Owen, that they say my Second Amendment and my right, just like when a jihadi runs over somebody with a car. No one says he ran over somebody in a Chevy truck or a Ford truck or a Mercedes truck. It's not about the truck. It's an object. Like if I was to bash you in the head with this coffee cup, it's not the porcelain's fault. Here's the big issue. My son, Rex Jones, went out just a day ago with Jake Loy, one of our great reporters who shot footage for him. I appreciate Jake doing that. Rex wanted to do it, and he went out and said, you know, we got chainsaw lug nuts on guns. We got Uzis built inside. All this stuff that doesn't exist. And the Democrats all agreed outside the gun march. And it's up there. So this is before the gun march. You were there later in the day. It's all right there. Liberals want to ban guns that don't exist. Infowars.com. And I did this. I knew he wanted to go out and do it himself to illustrate how they're not even bad people. They will buy anything, Owen.
Yeah, it's just sad that this is what has happened to the average mind of an American, that they'll fall for anything. And when you don't know what you stand for, you'll fall for anything. That's how the old saying goes. They don't know what they stand for. That's why you can't ask them, hey, what are you out here protesting? And they don't know. Hey, what do you think, you know, what kind of gun control measures do you think need to happen? Go away, F you, InfoWars. Well, okay, so that doesn't really help you at all. That doesn't really help anything. So what Rex does in this video is so great. He just shows, oh my gosh, that girl was in my video too. He just illustrates how they literally will fall for anything. They literally will fall for anything.
You go, there's an Uzi built within the handle, and there's a button with a chainsaw that shoots out. They go, I want that banned.
It's the same thing. Hey, here's Bernie Sanders' tax bill, and then you read off Trump's tax bill.
Well, here's the thing. They don't know about history or corrupt groups or people that aren't independent. They think like there's this big global group and George Soros wants to help them.
This is what I always try to tell the youth, and Rex is a good example of this. If you study and read and understand things and are well-spoken, you are literally miles ahead of the rest of your peers.
They call it insider trading. I don't know if I even involve the stock market, but I've told people positions before just around the office to show them what's going to happen. They're like, God, that went up 20% in a week. How'd you know? Because when you know this stuff, you know everything.
When you're tuned in.
They don't want you tuned in. They just want you like some mindless bot that gets whatever energy it has then gives it up to them.
No, exactly. So that's why I always tell you, I'm like, look, and most of them that disagree with me, but at least can talk to me or willing to have a conversation, seem open-minded. I'm like, look, just being open-minded and being willing to have a conversation and debate.
What
and
about the folks that stalked you for hours? And even when you were nice and let them talk for like 30 minutes, they wouldn't leave you alone and try to stop your interviews. They're anti-free speech.
And so it works.
They kept saying, I want to make sure you don't harass women. It's like this thing, men can't talk to women.
And it works perfect for me because then the youth sees that and I say, do you want to be like this loser when you're older? Do you want to be like this psycho when you're older? And of course they see that and it kind of hits home to them and they're like, wait a second. No,
let me tell you, I don't just have to be positive. People know I don't hype stuff. When we're down, I tell you we're down. But we're starting to get up, I tell you we're up. Because my kids are in sports, so they're in private school, but they play public schools. I go there, it's like incredible. They love Steven Crowder, they love Paul Watson, they love you, they love me. They don't even, they're like, Hogg, he's a front for Hollywood. Screw those old people. Hollywood gets that, though. They're trying to be cool. Look, we got kids. Kids know, man, their professors, their teachers are all brainwashing them, so they go to us. We're not even doing the work. That's what the left doesn't get. Don't you get it? We're the counterculture, dumbasses.
Well, I don't know if they'll ever get it if they haven't gotten it by now, to be honest with you, because I think they're so... just fully
delusional. They're in their own world.
Fully invested too. They're fully invested in their.
They're
lives.
Committed, but I'll say they're dangerous. I'm not saying we're even going to win. Here's the thing: we told you when Trump won, this is just the beginning. He's not even perfect. He's not a dictator. He can't do it all. You know, I get that it's an omnibus. It's not a budget. Same thing. I get that it's not that good of a deal. We got Stefan Molyneux that's on tomorrow pissed. We got so many people on Cernovich is coming on that's pissed off at Trump. I get it. I have problems too. We'll have a debate tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You got the war room. David and I will be on the morning cover and all. But the point is, history's happening now. The battle's on. We're the vanguard in this fight. And just to spend a minute and a half here before we go to break. Without you, we're not here. The globalists, George Soros, the Democratic Party, they're all suing us. They're trying to shut down the free speech. They're failing. The lawyers all say it's totally fraudulent. We'll beat it easily, but it still takes money, hundreds of thousands per suit to beat it. Go get water filters, go get air filters, go get non-GMO heirloom seeds, go get the highest quality supplements that blow away what Bezos sells at Whole Foods and Amazon that are amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Alexa Pure Breeze 4-stage ion filter. It's $199 normally. It's $149 right now, $50 off. Leading competitors are $400 to $500. We also have free shipping. God, I forgot to add that. Got a bunch of other free shipping stuff that's about to end. Incredible on Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 25% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com. The new Colloidal Silver Immune Gargle, that's about to sell out, 33% off. It's all there. When you fund our operation, you make us unstoppable. You are standing against Soros and the globalists and everything they do. When you spread an article, when you spread a video, I was sitting there with all these young girls, friends of my daughters, driving back from Six Flags today. They were all like, look at this crap on my feed. This hashtag, turn your guns in. And I said, counter it. They go, well, my daddy doesn't let me. Well, that's fine. But again, all these other leftist kids don't have daddies. And that's the answer. We all of us have to release and speak out and stand up and we will win, period. All right, hour number two. Owen has got boil downs of the ground grabber rallies in Austin. He's got a bunch of clips, so much coming up. Owen on fire. I got to get out of his way. Let him take over. Second hour. Infowars.com/show. Spread these live links. George Soros is openly spending hundreds of millions for this anti-gun march, the Nazi collaborator. And if you watch the incredible videos that John Bowne has boiled down from C-SPAN, they directly attack us, Dana Loesch, the NRA, you name it, trying to get the crowd of young people into a frenzy against us. So, Owen's coming up. I'm coming up. We're going to break all this down. Got other guests coming on, a bunch of clips. But right now, let's look at the demonization that's taking place against those of us that defend the Second Amendment as they launch the biggest attack in history against our basic right.
What separates mainstream media from blatant propaganda?
800 marches are planned for Saturday, from Bismarck to Salt Lake City, Memphis to Springfield, Virginia, and everywhere in between. Children now taking on a very adult topic, politics, and hoping they can teach the grown-ups a lesson.
The lopsided coverage of the March for Life was anything but objective. But don't take my word for it. Here's gun grabber in chief, Senator Dianne Feinstein from California, with more.
Let's bring in a prominent member of the United States Senate, Dianne Feinstein of California. She's in San Francisco right now. Dianne, thank you for joining us, Senator. What's it like out there today? It's wild here in Washington.
Well, it's the first day of spring. People are here. The program hasn't begun yet. What I want people to know is that we have introduced an assault weapons ban. My office wrote it, but we have 30 co-sponsors. It's in the Judiciary Committee. We are asking for a hearing. Problem is, we need 60, and we don't have a single Republican. And you've got to get the military weapon off of the streets and out of the schools and out of circulation. I deeply believe that.
Even the presentation during the March for Life rally in Washington, D.C., subjected the participants with Know Thy Enemy style expositions.
They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. If you try to take our firearms, doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them.
They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again.
What matters is who the enemy is. They're the no-gun people, period.
Listen up. You might have met our fresh-faced flower child president. Is we need Ivy League friends.
The only truly free people who have ever walked this earth have been armed people.
From my cold, dead hands.
You are either with us or against us at this point.
High school students are refusing to let thoughts and prayers be the end of the story.
Hundreds of students are expected to walk out of their schools.
There are hundreds of students coming outside here.
I want to point out that these are student-organized events.
If a change is going to be made, whatever that may be, then it can only be accomplished by a come-to-the-table discussion by both sides of the issue.
And as a parent, you protect children. You protect them until they're mature enough. You protect them until they're emotionally mature enough, physically mature enough, until they can make decisions for themselves. What you don't do, Grant, is exploit children to make the arguments that either you yourself can't make or that you want to make, but sounds inarticulate and inappropriate coming out of the mouth of a 40 or 50 year old anti-gun advocate. And that's the problem that we're looking at here. And that's why no one really in the media wants to talk about some of the people who are taking part in organizing the event. I just saw a press release that went out with Everytown and Moms Demand. And I will have you know, Everytown is a huge fan of Stop and Frisk, and this is an organization, along with Moms Demand, that have consistently rejected the idea of any kind of safety measures at all whatsoever, while simultaneously saying that law-abiding, gun-owning Americans like myself somehow don't have any solutions for safety, when yet I've approached them repeatedly to work with organizations, perhaps maybe like even Eddie Eagle or School Shield or Project Child Safe, and they've rejected every single overture. So I have to kind of question where their true intent lies.
The March for Life made it abundantly clear that their developing message has already been hijacked by the gun grabbers in Congress, the media, and the sycophants of the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
With a purposeful
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones has checked out for the Sunday show. Of course, he'll be back fired up as usual for the weekly broadcast, 4 hours, the Alex Jones Show, 11 to 3. But I've got some headlines I want to cover here. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to play Rex Jones going out on the streets talking to liberals about guns that don't exist. Yes, they want to ban guns that don't exist. So that's going to be rich. And then I have a boil down of my 2 hours of live broadcasting from the March for Our Lives in Austin, Texas. Now, I got to tell you, it's really strange because I edit this boil down, but it's really strange reliving it through the editing process. When you're actually there, like I'm in the zone and I'm reporting. I mean, literally both my hands are tied. They're showing a video, a clip of this right now. But I go back and I when I'm reviewing this, it's like it's even more insane than I remember. It's like I'm going back and I'm thinking, okay, here were some of the highlights. Here's what I'll put in the video. And then I watch the full 2 hours and I'm like, oh my gosh, like the whole 2 hours is insane. Like if I wanted to actually boil it down to a highlight from 2 hours, it'd still be like an hour and a half. But we're going to have some boil downs. I'm going to put out some other edits as well so you can just review the madness that is these liberals that are marching against their rights. They're literally marching against their rights. But let me just hit some of these headlines here just to show you some of the hypocrisy. This is from Breitbart. Celebrities hit the streets to support student gun control march. Vote them all out. Well, the funny thing is, at this point, I'm kind of willing to vote out about 80% of Congress as well. I mean, the Republican Party is a total joke. The only ones that seem to be conservatives are Rand Paul, Jim Jordan, a handful of others. But so you've got Jim Carrey, you've got other stars out there, apparently George Clooney. They're pledging millions and millions of dollars to these events. Oh, but how much do you want to bet that every single one of those celebrities that was out on the streets with the marchers was protected by armed guards? You think for 1 second that any of these celebrities are going to go on the streets of America without armed security? You are nuts. So here's the biggest hypocrites in America, protected by guns, that then go out on a massive globalist platform and say, turn in the guns, gun control now, and then has armed security escort them out of the event. And somehow, even though the hypocrisy is so blatant, so in your face, somehow these liberals still fall for it because they're brainwashed and they don't stand for anything. If you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for anything. And they do fall for anything, including banning a weapon that doesn't exist and listening to an individual about turning your guns in who is protected by armed security around the clock and has a wall around his house. I mean, like, seriously, folks, this is so basic common sense. The only way to explain it is that the left, the liberal minions, are literally brainwashed. And that's not our rhetoric. Listen to what Eric Holder says. We have to literally brainwash the public into thinking differently about guns. He says we're going to do it in all the schools, every day, all day, every school. And then what do you get? A bunch of indoctrinated students who march against their own rights. That's the Democrat brainwashing. They told you that would happen. And then they take the biggest phonies on earth who get escorted in with armed security, say, take the guns, gun control now, and then get escorted out with armed security. And then all the brainwashed minions indoctrinated by the public school say, yay, oh my gosh, he's so righteous. He's such a good guy. And then he gives you a big fat middle finger as he walks away in his armed security. So that's fine. What's next? March for Our Lives will start a revolution, says Parkland school shooting survivor. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to get your revolution, bud. You're going to get your revolution. You're going to get your Nazi-style revolution. That's what you want. You're the Nazis. You're the brown shirts. You're the Mao Brigade. Where does it end? You know what their revolution is, folks? They just kill us all. You don't think for 1 second that these anti-gun liberals would gladly burn every NRA member to death, just like the Nazis did to the Jews? That's their hatred. That's their fomented hatred by the Democrats, by the propaganda. Absolutely. And now you understand why we're pro-Second Amendment. Now you understand why we have guns. Because I've got radical liberals in this country that would gladly burn me to death in a gas chamber. Absolutely they would. And that's why they go out on the streets, march against guns, because of the propaganda of the Democrat Party that Eric Holder announced years ago. And just like Hitler, then they stage events, use those events to demonize their enemies, and then say, we have to take the guns. Literally the Nazi playbook. I mean, literally play for play right out of the Nazi playbook. And then to make it even more crazy, I mean, as if that wasn't crazy enough, then their next march is going to be Trump as Hitler. And you want to turn the guns in to Hitler? So yeah, you're trying to start a revolution for sure, just like the Nazis did to kill the Jews. That's what you're doing on the left. You want to kill conservatives and gun owners. That's your revolution. You're violent, you're hateful, you're ignorant, you're uninformed, and you're brainwashed. Again, we don't even talk about some of the stuff we put up with around here, folks, but there's a reason why we're staunch Second Amendment activists. Here's from the Gateway Pundit. David Hogg rallies Democrats in D.C. If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking. Really? Really? Because you're proposing to give all the guns over to the people in power. Why would they be shaking, David Hogg? Why would the people in power be shaking, David Hogg, if you are trying to give them all the guns? Think about it. If you listen real close, the people in power are shaking. You want to give the guns to all the people in power. So why would they be the ones shaking? The ones shaking are going to be the citizens of this country that lose their right to bear arms, lose their right to self-protection. Women, children, families, they're all going to lose their rights to protection because of you, David Hogg. And then the power structure that you claim is shaking is going to be the one with all the guns. And then they're going to bring in their authoritarian regime. That's how this works. So is David Hogg a complete moron or is he a stooge? Is he being fed party lines from the Democrats, from the FBI? You can hear the people in power shaking as we want to give the people in power all the guns. Trump is Hitler and we want to give Hitler all the guns. We're anti-fascists, but we want to hand all the guns into the government just like a fascist regime would do. And then somehow I'm the crazy one, according to these people, when I go out on the streets. And we'll have the video. We got the video. We're going to play the video at the bottom of the hour. Oh my gosh. But stop the presses because 60 Minutes is going to interview a porn star tonight. Oh, yeah. Stormy Daniels' attorney sends a warning shot to Trump. It's time to come clean. Well, congratulations to Stormy Daniels for being smarter than the media. So now a porn star has literally outsmarted the mainstream liberal media. A porn star is now smarter than the average liberal media outlet, and she has totally pawned them all to promote her own show, her own whatever. So now Stormy Daniels is smarter than the average liberal on television as she's using them all right now to promote her own agenda. As if any of this is going to bring Trump down. This is what I was saying earlier. If the liberal media understood anything about trying to bring Trump down, they'd be talking about this omnibus spending bill. But they don't want to complain about that, see? They can't complain about that because it's their bill. So if they complain about the omnibus bill, they're complaining about their own bill that funds Planned Parenthood. So they can't do that. So instead, they interview a porn star on CNN, Anderson Cooper on CNN, Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes, and they somehow mythically think that this is going to turn the Republic against Trump when nobody gives a damn. Nobody gives a damn about who Trump slept with and when. What we want is a government that puts America first. What we want is a Bill of Rights, and we're sick of politicians trying to do everything they can to infringe upon it. That's what we want. It's not that confusing, and a porn star is not going to stop that from happening.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, just running down these final headlines before we premiere the Rex Jones video getting liberals to admit they want to ban guns that don't exist. Again, they'll fall for anything. And then my boil down from my live coverage of the March for Our Lives in Austin, Texas on Saturday. Just a brief boil down. There'll be a couple more videos I put out probably tomorrow. Just showing you the craziness. Because even in this 10-minute boil down I'm going to play, I had to take 2 hours and condense into 10 minutes. I don't even get it all. I mean, there's so many juicies that don't even make it into that. But we're going to have that on the other side. Let me just clear out this stack of news here before we get into that, though. So again, you've got mainstream media hyping up a porn star as if she's going to be the hero to bring down Trump. And so this is the New York Times headline. Stormy Daniels, Trump's unlikely foe, is not someone to be underestimated. Wow. The porn star. Don't underestimate her. She's really got it coming for Trump. Yeah, the porn star is a real threat to the president of the United States, I'm sure. I'm sure that a porn star really strikes fear into Donald Trump. Yes, yes. It's not like Trump is smart. It's not like he's witty. It's not like he sees things three moves ahead. Probably already did with the, whatever this deal is. And I do kind of wonder, tongue in cheek, if this isn't what he meant by the calm before the storm. But again, I say that kind of sarcastically. But again, here's the New York Times saying that a porn star is not to be underestimated. When was that cover ran, guys? They're showing me a cover of the New York Post. This is from, what, the 90s or something here. Yeah, yeah, what do you know? A billionaire who works with supermodels is hanging out and in relationships with supermodels. Wow, I mean, I had no idea that rich men, you know, athletes, celebrities, actors, what have you, I didn't know that they hung out with beautiful women and models and Playboy models and porn stars. I didn't know that was going on. Wow. I mean, whoo. Wow. I'm just, oh my gosh, I'm just floored. I'm just flabbergasted that rich, famous men hang out with Playboy models. I mean, I've never heard of such a notion. I mean, this can't be true. But it's so funny. See, it shows you how fake they are. It's so funny that here they are now, and they think they can bring down Trump with a porn star and then paint Trump as some sort of, I guess, degenerate that has a relationship or has relationships or sexual relationships with porn stars, whatever it is. And so they think they can use that degenerate, you know, angle to bring Trump down. Meanwhile, they promote the biggest degeneracy on the face of the earth. Where did all this degeneracy originate? Hollywood. And so then they have all of these TV shows like the Kardashians that are porn stars. Kim Kardashian gets famous from a porn star shoot. And they have all of these movies glamorizing sex, sexualizing children. So Hollywood literally degenerates society. The media degenerates society with the sex, drugs, rock and roll, and all the propaganda. So they degenerate society. They are the ones that prop up all of the sex and violence and then try to make money off of it in the media. And then they try to say Trump bad, he degenerate, he sleep with porn star. And you look at them and you're like, you just played for 20 years straight sex and violence on TV. And then you think after you've desensitized me to all of this, you're going to use it against me? You think that you, George Clooney, who's protected by armed security all day long, is going to get on some high horse on a podium and tell me I need to turn my guns in and we need gun control, and then you're going to be escorted out with armed security? Wow. And then you realize there are actually liberals out there brainwashed enough to believe it. But let's get into... Yeah, so I mean, it's just such a joke. It won't matter. They already interviewed the other Playboy model on CNN on Friday. You know how many people blinked an eye? None. Nobody cared. Nobody cared, Anderson Cooper, about your porn star interview on CNN. Nobody watches CNN. Maybe your Stormy Daniels interview gets some viewers, though. Maybe you'll do some good, some good interviews with Stormy Daniels. I'm sure that everyone really is looking forward to that. Not
Again, if they understood anything, they would be attacking Trump on the omnibus bill, but they can't because it's their bill. They are the ones that wanted it. They are the ones that wanted to fund Planned Parenthood. And let me just say this. I don't want to get too much into this because I'll just go off on a jag, but the Republicans really did themselves no favors with this bill. And you're looking at a situation now where Trump's base that would have voted Republican are now totally turned off of the Republican Party. And how can you blame him? They're all Republican in name only. How is Paul Ryan a conservative? How is Mitch McConnell a conservative? What have they conserved? What have they followed through on? They didn't follow through when they won the House under Obama. They didn't follow through when they won the Senate under Obama. They didn't follow through when we elected Trump and they had the House and they had the Senate. You know what they did? Diddly. They gave the Democrats the bill they wanted. They give the Democrats sanctuary cities. They give the Democrats Planned Parenthood funding. So the Republicans have really screwed the pooch with this deal. And then we're teasing, if you're a television viewer right now, this is the woman who blows fart whistles at me and then denies it, even though I have all the footage, and then gets caught admitting on camera that she's a protest organizer and she's telling people not to speak to InfoWars. So that's what you get. We'll have that on the other side. Facebook runs UK, US newspaper ads apologizing for data scandal. Oh boy, Facebook doing damage control as it looks like they're going to burn one of their own again, Mark Zuckerberg. Folks, we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we honestly need to hire more people with the amount of reports we're doing. It's just insanity. And I'm not complaining, believe me. But when I go out to these deals, I go out by myself. I'm my own cameraman. I'm holding a mic. I don't even have a free hand. I edit all of it by myself. So I'm not complaining. It's just we want to expand. We want to do more. We want to hire more editors. We want to hire more reporters. We want to have bigger studios. And it's all in the works. But it all relies on your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We got great deals, including 33% off the new Super Silver Iodine Infusion Immune Gargle. That's 33% off. 50% off Alexa Pure Breeze right now. That's the air filter. You got to filter your air, folks. If you don't have an Alexa Pure Breeze in your home to keep the air clean, I don't know what you're thinking. And it's $50 off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So a huge savings on the Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is the time. 25% off Survival Shield X2, 50% off the new Myco ZX Plus. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the ratings of our products. 5-star ratings across the board, all highly rated products, certified reviews. These products are the real deal, folks. That's why we're able to sell them and fund ourselves with them. It's all thanks to you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So spread those links, spread those videos. On the other side, we're going to go to a report in downtown Austin where liberals want to ban guns that don't even exist. Wow, you thought they were dumb before till you see this video.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, you can pretty much get liberals to be tricked into sign anything, say anything, do anything, because they're that ignorant. I've got liberals to sign a petition to remove George Washington off the dollar bill. I've got liberals to sign or to admit that they like Trump's tax plan by saying it's Bernie's. Mark Dice gets liberals to say we need to stop hunting pterodactyls. Now, Rex Jones goes out to the streets to ask liberals about guns that don't even exist.
Hi, I'm Rex Jones from InfoWars.com, but I'm no longer Rex Jones. I'm Chad Flinderson from News 7, a liberal news organization which I made up. I'm here to see what insane gun accessories and gun laws people will actually believe exist. Do you think that the semi-automatic nozzle should be banned on most AR-15s? This is a device which lets the user screw off the barrel of the gun and convert it into a semi-automatic Uzi-like weapon for more damage in close areas. See that right there? Mm-hmm. That, in fact, is the nozzle right there. Do you think that should be banned?
Yes.
It's good to talk to people that know what they're talking about. This is awesome. What are your thoughts on bump stocks?
I think they should be illegal.
Yeah, they're absolutely horrible. It allows you to turn a semi-automatic weapon into a fully automatic weapon.
I know.
Totally illegal.
It's awful.
And what are your thoughts on the bullet button?
I don't know what the bullet button is.
It switches through modes of fire. Incredibly dangerous. This is one of the things that the NRA loves.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't want to be on the news, but I will tell you that I think anything that makes it easier to kill more people in a short amount of time is bad and should be illegal.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, ma'am. Common sense gun reform.
Sorry?
Thoughts on common sense gun reform? Any opinions?
Ban guns.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
That's a good, what I'd say, a good opinion right there. Are you aware of the new apparatus the NRA is shipping out? It's these modified bump stocks, turning any semi-automatic weapon into a fully automatic weapon?
Yeah, I think I've probably heard of that. I'm definitely against that.
Well, it's this apparatus right here. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Highly dangerous. In some cases, people are even fitting blades into them so they can use it as a hacksaw for more damage.
You don't have to sell me. I'm 100% for gun control.
What would you say, what do we need now? What kind of legislation?
We need to ban these types of automatic and, the military-style weapons.
I'm so sorry about that. The fully semi-automatic weapons?
Yeah. There's no reason that a citizen needs something like that.
Absolutely. You know, did you know that that screws off and becomes an even more deadly Uzi-like weapon?
I mean, yeah. It's already deadly enough. I think already.
Well, the thing is any American can go and purchase one of those using their civil liberties, and that's absolutely horrible. Thank you.
Working.
Thank you for your opinion.
Yeah, I support you guys.
Thank you so much. A great example of how the average liberal SJW is so stupid and uneducated on the matters of gun control that they'll just believe anything you feed them. I mean, the things that I'm making up could not be more fake. A bullet button? A hacksaw bump stock? Come on, people. Anyone with like half a brain cell should be able to recognize this stuff. A lot of people know about the bump stocks. You're well educated. You know about them. But not a lot of people know about the screw-off nozzle that the newer AR-15s are capable of. See, in specialized forms like this one, you're able to actually screw off the top of this one, and it turns into an even more highly lethal Uzi-like weapon. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
I'm not entirely, I don't know anything about that too much, so I don't really know. But I mean, the idea of it sounds a lot more.
It's newer,
like a lot more dangerous.
It's newer technology. The NRA and actually a couple of senators are working on getting this technology sent to the United States. Highly dangerous. You see the screw-off nozzle there. And I think it's just absolutely wonderful that a citizen like you is open to common sense gun reform. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you.
Please, it would only take a moment of your time.
Sure.
We'd really appreciate it. Here, would you step back here, please? Thank you, sir. What are your thoughts on common sense gun reform and control?
I support common sense gun control reform.
Thank you. It's common sense. People don't need weapons of war.
I agree. I was just in the LBJ Presidential Library, and they had guns just like this, and they said weapons of war in the glass, and I was thinking to myself, but you can buy these at Sports Authority.
That is a great observation. Are you aware of the bullet button allows people to rapidly change fire and modes, and are you aware the bump stock turns any weapon into a fully automatic weapon ready to kill hundreds of people?
I am, and I don't understand why that's legal.
Thanks. I mean, what candidates are you supporting that support things like this?
It seems like a standard platform on the Democratic Party side.
Man, that's what I like. I feel as if the Republican ideals of the Second Amendment are really outdated now that we have weapons like this. It was meant for muskets in reality.
I know.
When you look at the history, it was meant for weapons that could fire one shot a minute. Only the government should have weapons like this. Don't you agree?
I agree. Absolutely.
Thanks. And just in closing, I know we've taken up so much of your time. I appreciate it. You are a thinker and an intellectual. I really appreciate you commenting on this. What is your opinion on the 1,000-yard sight that is totally legal and people can snipe whoever they want?
I think it's necessary for hunting.
Oh, yeah, for hunting. But we have, like, metal and wood. It's a good rule of thumb. You have rifles that are meant for hunting. This is meant to kill people.
Yeah, why it's legal to attach to a weapon that should be banned, I don't understand.
The .223, it's a heavy round. It's meant to take out armor-piercing plates. It's what the military uses. It's just a slightly less powerful version of the M16, which the military uses. So you agree with me. Weapons like this should be banned, right?
I do agree. I don't think weapons of war should be able to be bought by anyone who's over 18 or 21.
Anyone who has a weapon which is capable to add blades on, telescopic sight sniping people, having weapons like this which have a unscrewable nozzle where you can pull it out and it functions just identically to an Uzi. That's incredibly illegal, but it's legal thanks to our NRA and the Second Amendment. That should be abolished, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so. I think the right to protect yourself, you don't need a weapon like this to protect yourself at home, and you don't need a weapon like this to be a good hunter.
Oh, just get a can of pepper spray. I mean, come on. You don't need AK-17s and AR-15s and 12s. You don't need weapons like that, do you?
I don't think so.
ARs, you know, 17s.
Thank you, sir. Can I shake your hand really quick? Man, I love meeting people like you, people that know what they're talking about. Vote. Get out there and vote.
I do vote, and thanks for your work as well.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. Here from News 7, the complete bullcrap agency where we sell fake gun control laws.
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
No one needs a bump stock, right?
No, they don't.
I mean, bump stocks are able to turn any gun into a fully automatic weapon. Yes. And in some cases, like the Las Vegas shooter, people are attaching blades to them. That's not okay, right?
No, it is not okay. You know, I'm okay for people that want to have guns for protection and things like that and hunting. But why do you need that kind of gun? Nobody needs that kind of gun.
You don't need this kind of weaponry. I mean, it's absurd. I mean, to protect yourself, get a shotgun. You don't need a fully semi-automatic weapon.
Get some
pepper spray. I mean,
yes.
Amen, people.
Stun gun.
Buy a shotgun.
Thank you. Non-lethals. I mean, we have such a wide range. It's not muskets anymore. People buy weapons like this trying to protect themselves and their families? That's ridiculous. Single shot or no shots at all. That's what I say. What are your thoughts on this, ma'am?
I believe in personal protection, but there's no reason for anything on an automatic weapon.
What are your thoughts about the bullet button? Once you switch through modes of fire, should be highly legal, right?
The modes of fire should be highly illegal, you say?
The bullet button, it lets you...
I don't even know about a bullet button.
Well, that's what the NRA has been trying to cover up by paying up the politicians. It's the bullet button.
Oh, I would be against it. In fact, I think we should regulate bullets more than guns.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you take a hollow point bullet. I mean, those things can pierce through cars when it's on fully automatic. When a hollow point bullet's on fully automatic, it can go through a person's head. I'm sorry for the gross imagery, like a watermelon. Should be highly illegal, right? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree with that. There's no reason for it. All we need is, you know, like Don was saying, personal protection.
I mean, anyone can go into an academy now and purchase a weapon of war. This should be illegal. I'm sick of this, and I'm sick of this crap. We need common sense gun reform now.
Wow, who is this young, energetic newsman? He is right. We need to do something about the bullet button. Wow, so there you go, folks. Proof, liberals will literally fall for anything. All right, ladies and gentlemen, final segment of the Alex Jones Show here on a Sunday. Owen Schroyer filling in. Now, let's go to this boil-down report. I was live from the March for Our Lives in Austin, Texas, yesterday for 2 hours. All of the footage can be found on the Alex Jones channel of YouTube, and it really is worth it. I'm going to try to put out a couple of boil downs, but the whole thing is just insane. So let's go to a brief compilation of what I experienced yesterday at the March for Our Lives in Austin, Texas.
If I sat down here, they'd probably all get triggered. Let's see what happens. I'm just going to sit down.
And kill my people, old and young.
Did I call that or what? What's up, man?
Yeah, didn't take long, guys, did it? Didn't take long.
Okay, sorry about that. Yep, I'll move. I'll get out of the seats. Yep, no problem.
Nobody's sitting in the seats. Here, pause right there. Just so that, because most of our audience is radio. Nobody is at the march yet. I'm there before anybody gets there. There's literally like 100 seats wide open, and I just sit down in one of the seats, and sure enough, here comes the team of brown shirt Nazis to come over and say, sir, you need to move. You need to get up. You need to move. Just play through. Just go. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, you got to move. Nobody's in the chairs. Wide open.
Okay, sorry about that. Yep, I'll move. I'll get out of the seats.
Yeah, I was taking a seat from someone, obviously.
I call that or what?
Just part of the hate we get.
Oh, look at this. I'm being called out. Oh, this is just beautiful. Yes, hello.
Need to check in over here.
Well, no, I'm not with press. I'm just a First Amendment free citizen out here. That's all. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, then they thought they could intimidate me. Now they're telling people they can't talk to me.
That seems kind of cultish, don't you think, to stop someone from talking?
I'm right next to him. No one's going to get aggressive.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, what do you think about Hillary rigging the election from Bernie?
I already took a picture of you guys. Okay. How's Alex Jones doing right now, by the way? Really?
We've got the power.
Are the frogs gay?
Yeah, have you heard of atrazine?
Atrazine? Is that what turned the frogs gay?
Yeah, there's multiple scientific studies, including one out of California, Berkeley.
Man, that's weird. It must have turned me gay.
Now, pause it right there. Now, it's funny because she is also in the video we played in the last segment. Yeah, rewind it a little bit more so you can hear her final statement here. But, I mean, there's this weird new thing where they just, like, come up to me and, like, they take a picture. Like, I'm some sort of, like, ghost or something. Like, taking a picture of me is intimidating or something. Or, like, they're capturing a ghost or Bigfoot or something. All right, I'm going to keep interrupting. Just let it play.
Scientific studies, including one out of California, Berkeley.
Man, that's weird. It must have turned me gay, too.
BS!
Oh.
BS!
Ma'am, did you hear about the Maryland shooting?
BS! We call BS! I can't. I don't know.
All right. All right.
Mental patient.
Oh, look at this one. Hey, sir. That's a nice shirt. What don't you like about Trump?
Where do I start?
Anywhere you'd like.
NRA stand up.
No, I asked about your shirt. What? No,
talk
look
about
at my shirt.
Brainwashed zombie.
Oh, you can't tell me why you don't like Trump, right? Just like all the others?
I don't have the brain capacity.
I have the brain capacity to tell you why I like Trump.
I don't have the brain capacity to connect more than two dots.
Okay. So let me tell you why I like Trump. He wants a strong border. He's fixing the economy. Why don't you like Trump?
You were beaten when you were a kid.
And here's the youth leading the march. The Hitler Nazi brigade, the brown shirts.
Now, this is where it gets insane. And I'm going to put out this full video probably tomorrow. This 10-minute clip is the most insane thing you'd ever seen.
This is literally what Hitler did. You are witnessing a brown shirt Nazi propaganda march in 2018, right here, right now. And then in their next march, they'll say Trump is Hitler, while they are literally replacing the Nazi brown shirts in history right now.
And I'm about to cut this clip a little short for this compilation, but for 10 minutes, they surrounded me and chanted at me just because I was there, because I represented their enemy. I didn't do anything. It's just I had an NRA hat on and an InfoWars shirt. So then they project all of their hatred onto me because I represent what they think is their enemy, even though I'm not their enemy.
They always got to block the sign. Look at this. They always block it. Look at this. Yeah, yeah. See? Look at this. Hey, why are you anti-free speech?
I'm not anti-free speech. In fact, I'm very much for free speech.
So why are you blocking my camera?
Because you
are... You're anti-free speech?
No, I'm not anti-free speech. What I'm against is you all and your spreading of misinformation.
Me? Calm down. How have I not been calm? You were just screaming at the top of your lungs, dude. Maybe you should calm down. Hey, do you know what the Nazi brown shirts were?
I'm not sure if this guy works for Russia or if he's just dumb.
Me? No. The Nazi brown shirts...
If you're going to be a cuck, you're going to get slayed, all right? I mean, you know.
Do you know the Nazi brown shirts marched to turn the guns in, too? Did you know that?
Can you not do this? Can you not?
Well, I have a free speech right. Do I have the right to free speech? I think we should engage, actually. No, I think free speech is the most important thing, and that's how we protect lives. Fake attention. Y'all are giving me all the attention. Well, that's sad that he's being brainwashed to believing this about guns. Dude, y'all came up and talked to me. Tell me why you think gun control is the answer.
It's a conversation. That's not what we're here to talk about.
So what are we here to talk about?
We're here to talk about these kids and what they're protesting against, and we're here to support them.
What are they protesting?
We should talk to one of them.
All right, what are you protesting today?
Sir, you have to be 200 feet away from this.
What are you guys protesting today?
You have to be 200 feet away.
Can you just answer my question? What are you protesting?
Volunteers.
Can't answer. And then the organizer comes over and says, don't talk
to
InfoWars.
Nobody can tell me what they're marching for. What are they marching
for? And this is where it gets insane. This is where it gets insane. So I just defeated all of them intellectually and made them all look like total patsies. And so what is their response? To start chanting at me and surround me in a circle after they can't even tell me why they're there. Now, this is a short clip. They did this for 10 minutes, folks. Watch the whole video. They all surround me and chant at me as if I'm the enemy.
They couldn't even answer the simple question, why are you protesting? Why are you marching? Of course, they're really marching because they can't accept the results of the election, and they just use a bunch of different arguments to complain about the election.
Did we lose audio
it's
here, guys?
Sad.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
The youth gets brainwashed like this. That happened to me, too. I used to feel the same way as these kids. Then I researched history, and I found out that gun control is not the answer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, they laugh because they don't get taught history. And they think it's funny. What's wrong with InfoWars? Yeah, walk away. Hey, what's wrong with InfoWars? Yeah, take a picture.
Yeah, they all want to take a picture.
Like
it's really
this
weird thing.
I'm like
now.
A Bigfoot, right? Yeah. I'm like Bigfoot. I'm so rare. I'm Bigfoot's ancestor. Don't you want to interview me?
I'll tell you the biggest thing is there's a sign over here where they're glorifying the shooter.
Now, these are conservatives, well-spoken, good people.
He's a victim, too. When, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm talking. You can have.
With the organizers here, they were asking people as a condition, when people agreed to come, not to speak to counter-protesters. So, and just to let you know, this is InfoWars. Okay.
Oh, you are the lady that blows fart noises at me.
No, oh, I don't believe I am.
This is her. Dude, this is her.
Yeah, she denies it. Even though we have the video.
We totally recognize that. The organizers have asked that you not. If you want to differ with them, please go ahead.
Wow, so they don't like the First Amendment either, do they?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah, so you guys aren't allowed to speak, and you're not allowed to have a gun, so they just want you to be slaves, it sounds like.
Right, yeah.
See, if I even asked these girls a question, I'd be considered a bad person.
Wait, the fart whistle lady comes back here.
Even though I want to change their mind on America and gun violence. Hey, you didn't bring your fart whistle out here today. What's up?
I'm not going to talk to you. Leave me alone.
Come on. We missed the fart whistle. We want the whistle. We want the whistle.
Please
come on.
Show the B-roll of her with the whistle.
Funny.
Show the B-roll. Can we get the B-roll?
Come on. We just want the fart whistle. What's
there
the big
she is.
Deal?
There she is with the fart whistle. She denies she does it, and then we have the video. I mean, literally, we have the video, multiple videos of her blowing fart whistles, and she says, nope, that's not me. These people are cold-hearted liars, folks. They'll lie right to your face.
Oh, she's back. She's back. Don't talk to InfoWars. Hey, why are you stopping my right to free speech?
Go away.
And she's out there as a quote-unquote organizer, stopping people from engaging in conversation with me.
You know that? You realize you're a cult leader?
Forward, please.
How does it feel to be a cult leader?
We have a distraction here today.
How does it feel to be a cult leader? How does it feel to be a cult minion?
That way.
Don't touch me.
How does it feel to be a cult minion? Dude, she's the one following me around, so why don't you see what's going on before you make a comment? What's wrong with InfoWars? That's not very nice. So
man.
Why do you say that?
Right in front of their children.
You guys don't put a very good face to your name right here.
There's the fart whistle.
Your whole march looks bad now.
Says it's not her.
She is again.
We have you on tape.
Yeah, don't talk to me. I can't hold a conversation with you, Owen Schroyer from InfoWars. We're not smart enough. We don't even know what we're out here doing. F InfoWars. Oh, why? God, you guys suck. Here, I'll give you one more chance. Tell me why you're out here marching. Or tell me why InfoWars is bad. Go ahead.
I'll talk to the real news.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you can't answer the question.
Organizers here, and I just want to let you know this.
And there she is again.
Jones's news organization.
Yep.
The organizers did ask people not to engage with counter protesters and the alt-right media.
You.
So you definitely have an excuse to just say interview's over if you wish. But you're also welcome to keep talking.
Okay, so you're going to let her? You're going to let her control you like a cult leader?
I am happy to talk to you about Hillary. So
she's a cult leader. She's out here stopping people from having.
So there you go, folks. The full video will be on the Alex Jones channel. We've got more. I mean, it's just insane. These people are in a cult. They hate free speech. They hate the Second Amendment. They want to be slaves. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.